When you win, you get a feeling of exhilaration. When you lose, you get a feeling of resolution. You resolve never to lose again. Vince Lombardi. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you're listening to 831 Living Your Best Life podcast, where we inspire participation, communicate precision, and empower performers to podium. And we hope you will tell your friends and relatives and coworkers to go to their favorite podcast provider or junglejimhunter.com or YouTube and subscribe, download, listen to the podcast, and rate us and review it. Of course, review it first, then rate us, and let us know you like us. I hope that's what you'll do. And become an 831er. Somebody that lives their best life because we've inspired you to live your best life. And we hope you will do that to everybody and anybody you meet. While the Paralympics are only 5 days away, the 16th Paralympic Games will be coming up quickly in Tokyo. And I hope you will watch the Paralympic Games and support our athletes and support the sports that they're participating in. And remember, every Paralympian has to overcome things that you and I never have to deal with. That's right. Unless we become like them, a Paralympian, we don't have to figure out how we're going to get there. We don't have to figure out how we're going to get our wheelchair there. We don't have to figure out how we're going to put our limbs on. We don't have to have an assistant to take us by the hand and lead us because we're blind and we don't know where we're going. They have to overcome so much, and we can learn as much from them, if not more, than we can from the Olympians. And so, please watch the Paralympic athletes and support them and their sports. Whether the past week was a winning or losing performance, you have the power to choose how you face today. In The Art of Possibility, Ben Zander reminds us that we lead from any chair in a symphony orchestra. If it is at that point in the symphony, your tune must be played to make the music complete. You are a leader if someone is following you, and you lead from anywhere because being a leader has nothing to do with the position you hold, but rather what you do with the position you are presently in. Leaders respond instantly to unexpected opportunities and obstacles, maximizing unanticipated situations. How, you say? I'm not a leader. I'm just one of the team. That is true. But you have to play your part or the whole team doesn't work perfectly, or at least as close to perfect as it can be. You see, a leader sees a piece of paper on the floor on the way to class or to the gym or to the office and throws it in the garbage because that's who they are inside, not because it is or isn't their responsibility. They don't really care about the responsibility aspect. What they care about is what the company is best to have around them. What the home is best to be like, what the school is best to be like. They know each team member and how to motivate them to excellence with a kind word, encouragement, challenge at the right time, to the right level, or by doing something kind for them before they need it. They know what the goal is and how to move to the next step, and they will not accept average as good enough. Only the highest level of excellence is what they will accept. A close friend asked Michelangelo why he labored so long over the intricate details of the Sistine Chapel. He thought for a second, and then he said, "After all, who will know if it's perfect or not?" the friend said. Michelangelo thought and then looked at him and he said, "I will." Hundreds of years later, the artist's commitment to excellence is still there for us to enjoy. To me, there are two things wrong with this relationship. One, a close friend would understand and challenge you to higher levels of excellence, not average or lower levels of excellence. So get new friends. Number two, if you're not planning your next move that will take you to a higher level of excellence, then you need to start right now to make that change. How are you planning to make a difference and lead from any chair in any row? You can do so. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will have grown and will be living your best life the next time we meet. My quote for the day, you're a leader when you play your part in the overall plan in the playbook. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you've been listening to 831 Living Your Best Life, and I hope you will listen to us tomorrow on this podcast and live your best life.